from. Get swiping, clicking, and tapping. Get us on demand.
Just search Ash London Live.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go.
The best of the stuff you know and love, and breaking tracks from your next favorite artist. On air, online, and streaming across the globe.
Yeah.
Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Ash London Live, baby.
What a night to be alive. Woo! Our first week on air is culminating with a Friday showdown, and I, for one, could not be happier to be here.
So
we've
good.
Got Aston Marigold and Throttle just minutes
so
away,
good.
Plus Nicole Miller's on air tonight. She is such a darling.
Well, I'm really excited as well for the Ash London Live 5 tonight because it's Friday, so we're doing Partey bangers.
Oh, my gosh. We played Miley Cyrus last night, though, so it's not going to make it back in tonight.
And One Direction, What Makes You Beautiful.
What a night to be alive.
What a night to be alive last night.
What are you excited for,
I'm
Ricky?
I'm excited for these LGX.
I think I know where you're going this, but I think we need to play a certain song when he does it.
Yes, the LGX Boom Freestyle, the all-in-one party machine.
Yeah. Oh, there's the credit.
I wish we were playing this song to start the start of the show with, but we've got an even better song to kick off the show with. Because who doesn't love just getting back at your ex with a famous song that goes on the radio all around the world? Good on you, Little Mix. Shout out to my ex, kicking off our Friday night show on Ash London Live. Thank you guys for tuning in. We love ya.
Ash London Live, baby.
So the album is called TK, spelled TKAY. Now, I just played a couple of the tracks for you boys, and producer Luke, you made an incredible point about the sound of this album.
Sounds like M.I.A.
Yeah, M.I.A. Yeah. She's got that really cool kind of like, it's rap, but it's like poppy and electro, a bit Major Lazer-y. And her and Diplo dated, didn't they? I'm imagining that.
Oh, TK and...
No, M.I.A. and Diplo.
Maybe.
Something like that. We are loving this album. Congratulations, TK. She's so young. And to be doing all of this stuff, just good on her. Stream it, buy it, get your hands on it. I'm going to play two tracks off of it. I've got a bit of an obsession with listening to the first tracks of albums because I think it's always really interesting to see what song the artist goes, of all the tracks that I've written, this is the track that I want people to hear first. So she kicks it off with a track called Always Been.
My name is Casper and they'll say my name till they call in the pastor. I feast in the west of the map. If this was a race, would you catch up? The tripping if I'm going faster. And I be working on time to elaborate, killing them softly and not an exaggeration. Spittin' so hard that I need to rehydrate. Always been going in. I be, always been going in. I've been, always been going in. I be, always been going in. Yeah.
Kind of does sound like
M.I.A. And I love that her sound is so laid and aggressive, but we've all met her. In real life, she's an absolute timid little sweetheart.
One day when I first met her, she asked me if my jumper was whatever brand it was at the time, and I was like, yes, and she's like, I have the same one. I was like, I'm wearing a girl's jumper, great. True story.
It's not the first or last time that's going to happen to you, producer Draco. Another track that she's already released but is on this album, which I think is really special. It's a collab with Killer Mike, who's a rapper, who kind of has been a bit of a mentor to her, called Carry On.
And I know you feel the heat because I'm not blessed.
For your Friday night. Make sure you get your hands on it. The album's out today, TK. Another incredible chick who's released an album today is Tove Lo. The album is called Ladywood. I say it every night, I feel like, on this show. No one makes or produces pop music like this chick. It's a really, really great album. Okay, Aston Marigold and Throttle are hanging out in studio next. Can't wait to chat with these guys. But in the meantime, DJ Snake and Justin Bieber.
Nope.
Let me. Nope.
The Mac.
It's the Mac Nevada.
Ash London.
Ash London Live.
Throttle, Aston Marigold, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Two fellas from opposite sides of the world brought together by a mutual love of music.
So nice.
Such a serious intro.
We should play some Enya or something, or some Chariots of Fire. Dun, 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 dun. You can, like, run towards each other.
That,
Or not. It's cool.
Nah. Okay. I like the music, though. The music idea is good. I like that.
Right? Great. Yeah, that was so how did this happen? I mean, you could make up a story and say that, you know, met on a train or something, but I'm imagining it was more of a label thing, right?
Yeah, it was a label thing. Yeah. I've been thinking we need to make up a story, actually.
Okay, let's make up a story then.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay, so you're from opposite ends of the world, so it needs to have taken place somewhere where both of you would have crossed paths.
Walking the crazy mountains in the Philippines.
Through crazy mountains in the Philippines. Beautiful.
Yeah, and, you know, I just saw this guy playing his guitar. On this stoop, just looking
on the
over
back
the
of on the back of a camel.
On the sorry,
no,
the camel.
The back of a jeepney. That's what they have in the Philippines. Yeah, a jeepney.
Yeah, they don't have camels. Cool, yeah.
And I was just singing out loud and stuff, and just, you know, I was like, wait, maybe we should jam. And we jammed, and that was it. That was, you know, the rest.
Did
of
all
history.
Of the villagers come from like following?
Well,
like,
the whole island kind of just came, yeah, the whole island just kind of came as one, people out of the water and stuff. It was quite a, you know.
And then everyone was singing. People were sort of walking in the streets, and everyone was singing along.
Great.
To the song we just
blind
wrote.
Men were healed. The lame started walking.
Exactly. See, it was like you were there.
It was like I was there. That's a beautiful story. Yeah, I mean, it was meant to be.
Exactly.
And then after this spiritual experience that changed the landscape of the Philippine mountains forever. Moneymaker was born.
Yeah, that was it.
You thought, let's make a song about shaking our asses.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's so organic. And then a million people streamed it online.
Yeah, that's
not bad.
That's how it usually goes.
Have you had some time to celebrate the fact that Moneymaker has a million streams? It's pretty decent. And now you're out here in Australia.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you, sorry.
No, didn't actually tell me it had a million streams. But it's fine. Thank you, Ash, for telling me.
Thanks for that. Now we'll be celebrating after X Factor. That'll be the culmination of everything coming together.
When's X Factor happening?
Monday night.
You feeling pretty? You ready to go? Have you had a practice?
Yeah. I mean, my job's easy. I'm not gonna lie. I sing the chorus. So, Preston, you.
No, we're good. We're ready. We haven't rehearsed yet, but we can't.
You'll nail it. So you've got Iggy, Adam, Mel B, and Guy Sebastian. If you had to choose any of those guys to hit up in the dressing room and be like, "Oi, collaboration, please. Who's it going to be?"
Oh, for collaboration?
Yeah.
Oh,
or just for going out for dinner or sexy times, whatever you want.
Oh, Iggy Azalea then, really, isn't it?
Obvi.
Probably Guy. He's an Australian hero, you know.
He's a great singer.
Great. Well,
unbelievable singer. Great.
He is. He gets brilliant. It's a hard one. I think Australia has an issue with pop music that we all need to get over. We have these incredible pop musicians, but we're all a bit far up our own asses, and we're like, indeed. No. We have incredible pop, and we need to champion our pop artists.
People love a bit of pop.
They do.
They'll sit there and be like, no, they love a bit of pop.
They
come
do.
On,
and then one day, What Makes You Beautiful comes on the radio, and I see them.
Yeah, no, tune. Agree.
Obviously, we're going to play Moneymaker on the show, and everyone at home is going to shake their Moneymaker. It's playing now on Ash London Live. More with your next voice.
Ash London Live.
Aston Marigold and Throttle hanging out in the studio. You guys travel a lot. What's the one thing that you miss?
Signal when I'm on a plane. That would help.
No, that's what's good about being on a plane.
Sometimes, but then sometimes you are bored.
You play Bubble Struggle on your phone.
Bubble
Struggle? Like Bubble Trouble?
I'm a Candy Crush kind of guy.
Oh, I'm a read a book called Sleep. Look out the window and think about my life. Take me through Bubble Struggle, whatever.
You
ever
played it? Oh my God, it's like a Australian.
Can I ask a question? How old are you?
20.
That's a joke, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we're adults, an old mate over here. Yeah.
Just, I'm 21. Yeah.
No, you're not. You're older than that. You're 28.
Oh, nice.
Is that on your iPad?
No, it's not, but I remember reading it this week and being that. Like, because I know you've been doing this for a while. But 20, although you've probably got some things you can share with him about being 20 and doing this. Been in this game for a while?
Been here for a little while, yeah.
What's the one thing he needs to know? If his career blows up, what's the one thing he needs to know now?
Enjoy all of your early
20s. Oh,
like, fully take advantage of every aspect of being in your 20s. Yeah, you travel a lot, so it's great. You can go to a lot of different restaurants.
Oh, God.
Really, of all the amazing experiences you had in one of the UK's biggest boy bands, the best thing that you experienced was the restaurants. You want us to believe that, Aston?
Yeah.
I ate some good sushi. That chicken was, it was moist.
That word is the funniest word. I don't know why it's hilarious. But yeah.
It's better if you just say it like...
No, don't say... Okay,
moist.
And on that note... Boys, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on Ash London Live. May you have many a moist chicken. Till I see you again.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks much.
Right now, DJ Khaled, Nicki Minaj, this is Do You Mind on Ash London Live.
On air now, Ash London Live.
The lovely Nicole Miller, in all of her gloriousness, is sitting across from me. Welcome to Ash London Live.
Hey, how are you?
So, so wonderful. Now, according to your Twitter feed, it's been a stressful couple of days, and I know that you like chocolate. So I have some healthy chocolate. It's raw, organic, and handmade, and it's pineapple and ginger, so we don't have to feel bad about eating it. I tried to open it before, and I just can't. It's so fancy that
you're the best.
Eating chocolate into a microphone just makes for the best radio, yeah. You know?
Maybe I'll just have a little nibble.
Just like a little suckle. So you had these gigs, you've been performing. Are the people loving it? Are you feeling the love transcending from the audience to your heart?
Yeah, it's been sick. So this is like my second tour that I've done by myself as a solo act, and it's going awesome. I didn't really expect anyone to come other than my mum, so that's nice. Go to LA next week.
Cool. I love how many Aussies are there.
Definitely. Last time I went, I was there for 3 weeks by myself and in like sessions with people I don't know every day. And it does get lonely. So I feel like it's really nice when you know that there's other Australians there.
Is that something that you expected? Because I think before you get into this industry, you think, oh, it's going to look like this. But I imagine there would be real moments of loneliness, even when your songs are on the radio and people know who you are.
Yeah, it's definitely highs and lows. Yeah. I feel like even when you're performing, everyone's like, yeah, screaming, like, love you. And when you meet people afterwards, they're so excited. And then you go home and then it's just, how do you go from that high to like a low and you're like, I need to be real now?
Yeah.
Like, it's such a weird balance.
It gives you more grace for people like Justin Bieber. You kind of understand how they have personal implosions like every year.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's the reality of their life, but it's times 100, right?
Yeah, it never stops for them.
Yeah, like, no.
Ever.
We're about to play the new song, Signals. Tell us where the first seed of inspiration for this track came from. Where were you when you put pen to paper or... Ooh. Whatever it was into a computer or however you make music these days.
Yeah. So I always wanted to write about this topic about a relationship where one person is like not putting their all in and you're like, where do we stand kind of thing. And so when I did go to the States in April, I was in a studio session and we wrote this song in like 2 hours.
Ash London Live.